Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, it's Monday, August 26, and today I'd like to reflect briefly on the role of women in South Africa's agriculture. And I think the best starting point is sketching up the importance of this sector in the South African economy, as well as the progress that he has actually seen over time. We all have seen the figures that talk about agriculture being roughly 3% or so of the GDP in South Africa. That's when folks are talking about the primary agricultural aspect. But when you begin to add the agro-processing, that figure could go to anything around about 8 to 9% of the overall economy in South Africa. The figures look similar even when you're talking about the jobs, whereby in agriculture purely, and when you add the agro-processing, the figure could be anywhere around about 6, 7, 8%, depending on the period really that you are looking at. But we are in those ranges on both of the economy as well as on the GDP. The point being that this is an important sector of the economy, so issues of inclusivity become important when we are looking into the sector. But in terms of progress, the sector has also seen enormous progress. Listeners of this podcast and people that follow some of our writing will know that we have boasted several times that in the first 30 years of democracy, the South African agricultural sector has seen enormous progress, having more than doubled in value and in volume terms, looking at 1994 and comparing to this year, 2024. So we have seen an improvement in production. We have also more than doubled in value terms. And one may ask then to say, what has been the catalyst behind that improvement? And I would say amongst many, I would highlight two. The first one is the technological benefits. What do I mean about technological benefits? I mean here particularly the better seed varieties that we use in our crops, as well as vegetables and fruits. That has been enormously beneficial when we are thinking about the improvements in yields over time, as well as other technologies that are related to agrochemicals for crop protection and the other things. That has given us a benefit. Even in livestock, improvement in genetics have been an important aspect of the livestock industry, as well as in the poultry side. So improvement in genetics, improvement in vaccines, all of those have been part and parcel of this progress that we enjoy as South Africa's agricultural sector. The second catalyst, though, is the export markets. Because over time, we have seen South Africa continuously punching above its weight and really entering more and more export markets, to an extent that today we export roughly half of what we produce in value terms. We've opened a number of markets, especially in the years pre-2015. This is a time where the world was also still embracing globalization, especially in the early 2000s. Markets were opening up and South Africa managed to strike a number of good trade agreement, which today we currently enjoy. If you look at our export baskets, we are well diversified at this point. Last year, for example, 2023, we exported a record $13.2 billion worth of agricultural products. The African continent remains an important market for us. About 40% roughly of our exports go there. Middle East and Asia, important market. About 25% of our agricultural exports go there. The EU remain ever more important. About 19% of our exports go there. The UK, about 7% or so of our agricultural exports go there. And the others are spread in other geographies. And even when you look at the basket of these products that go to these countries, they are nicely mixed. And of course, with Europe preferring a lot of our fruits and wines. But the point is that we are in a range of markets as South Africa. So we are doing reasonably well on that. The questions then that usually arise from people whenever one mentions this progress that we have seen, the participation in exports, is to say, firstly, how inclusive is this on a racial dynamics? Because we are South Africa, we have a complicated history as a country, so issues of diversity and inclusion becomes very important. And I think that in a racial dynamic side, I mean, we have made the point repeatedly and even argued it at length in our recent book, A Country of Two Agricultures. And just as a side note, if you haven't read that book, I highly recommend that you get it. Check your nearest stores for the book, A Country of Two Agricultures. The point that we made on the book was really to say South Africa remains that a country of two agricultures, where there are still a significant number of black farmers that are lagging behind. If you look at the commercial output of the black farmers in South Africa, it's still about 10%. So if you look at the overall agricultural commercial output, black farmers are making up about 10% of that 30 years in democracy. And what was interesting to us when we were working on the book was that even if you had to look back in the 80s, that figure hasn't changed much. Then the question was to say, what has been happening? There are issues on the government side, there are issues on the private sector side. And I think when you read the book, you will delve deeper onto that particular aspect, as well as to say what to do about it. Because it's not enough to highlight the problems. You have to have some policy recommendations as to how do we go forward on that. But that's the sketching of the background, really, with that long part of it. Now, to the issue of the gender. The gender issue also becomes super important in South Africa, but I would say we don't have as much of a solid and a better data on this, but we can use a few touch points to get a sense of what's really happening here. The first starting point, I would say, if one were to look at the census of agricultural statistics that was released by StatsSA, this is a census that was done and released somewhere around about 2017. What the census said was that commercial farming units in South Africa, we have around 40,000 of that. This is not commercial farmers per se, but it's farming units. These farming units is about 40,000 of this in the country. But I must quickly add that when we were looking at this, or when StatsSA was looking at this, they considered people that are registered for VAT. So the threshold of this should be a turnover of around about R1 million or so a year. So those are the people that are registered for a VAT. Therefore, there are many more farmers not accounted in this figure who are involved in commercial production as their primary source of income, and the others who practice farming as a secondary source of income. So the point is, we shouldn't see the 40,000 and think that, oh, everything that is happening in South Africa is just 40,000 farming units. No, there's many more, but these are the people that are having a turnover of over R1 million and registered for VAT and paying on that. So that's the basis that I think it's important to highlight. But then if we go with the logic of the 40,000 farming units, about 20% of that was owned or operated by women. So there is a strong women participation. 20% of that is owned or operated. So that's the first aspect I want to say, in South Africa, there's still a room to go on improving the gender dynamics. But it's always pleasing to see that there's actually a significant number of women that are involved in the sector. And the question now is only just to say, how do we ramp up that number from 20% and ensure that more and more women are involved? The other important aspect is also when you look at the jobs data in South Africa. Take, for example, the second quarter of 2024 jobs data. Women accounted for roughly a third of those jobs. Jobs were around about 896,000 jobs. That's in the primary agricultural side. But I think when you begin to look at the value chain side and the processing jobs, you will see that there may be a significant number of women that are involved on that. The point is on employment, a third in primary agriculture, in commercial farming units, around about 20%. But we must say that anecdotally, we all know that when you think about the smallholder farmers in rural areas of South Africa, you find that in many households that are operated by women, those people really lead the production and the efforts of agriculture in subsistence farming, which then always asks the question to say, if women then are there in subsistence farming, what pathways have we as a country put in place so that they can feel a sense of progression and commercializing and going to a medium to large scale farming if they so are pleased to do so? So that's something that I think it's important to always think about it, to say, is there some mobility into this farming space, particularly for women, and what are the strategies that are there in place? And speaking of that, I do think it's important to highlight that at this moment, the South African government has about 2.5 million hectares of land in its books, which is the land that was acquired under the proactive land acquisition strategy. This is important because this is a land that is under the land redistribution leg of the land reform process in South Africa. Land reform process in South Africa has about three legs. It's a restitution, it's a redistribution, and tenure. On redistribution, this is the amount of land that is sitting there, and now it's owned by the government. It will be released. The president has said as much. The DG on the department has said as much with title deeds to new beneficiaries. But here's an important thing. A few years ago, 2020, 2021, if I'm not mistaken, the government finally approved a beneficiary selection and land allocation policy. This is a policy that assists us in land redistribution to select who gets to benefit on land redistribution, because it has not been in place, which is why there's been important studies by people like Professor Ruth Hall, Tembeka Kepe, and the others who are saying, look, land reform has favored mainly men, and women were sitting on a back burner of that conversation. What this policy said is that about 50% of the land redistribution must be transferred to women, primarily black women. It doesn't say black women, but this is land reform. You know what it is. It says 50% of it to women. Now, if we follow then this approach as a country and we transfer this land, ensure that there is financial assistance that is needed, there is training that is in place that is needed, I think overall, over time, we may actually be able to see that there will be a change in the diversity of gender side within the agricultural sector. The point here is that there are some fundamental steps that have already been taken by the South African government, like this beneficiary selection criteria. Blended finance is there to pay it with. There are commodity associations that can help, and I would urge that commodity associations, especially in their development level, they must continue to work with women and ensure that women are part and parcel of their staple, so that as they progress in these activities of farming, they are also accounted and assisted in this process. So I would urge that the commodity associations are part and parcel of that so that the land is received, financial assistance is received, and the training is also received. And I think the important point here that I want to put forward is that, yes, we may have fewer women, 20% at those commercial farming units, but I think if one considers the land that is available, as well as what the policy says, you can agree that South Africa is actually at a taking a progressive step, and we may continue to see much more improvement in terms of the gender. And we all know that the interest is there. Because if you look online, as an example, there are many women that are engaged in farming. And I myself, as someone who has been in this sector for some time, I know the type of emails and the messages that I get from people asking about all kinds of things. And I can attest just for that anecdotally that there's a number of women that have an interest in entering the space. So making sure that there is equal opportunity for people to participate in this space, then when we look at the outcomes over time, we may see that there will be an improvement on that. But I do think that the opportunity from a government side has already been set and put in place there. And we have commodity associations that can support that. And we have people with interest. So considering all of those things, I think South Africa is in a right path. And of course, these things will take time in the Lendlela. So we are not going to see a bit of all of these things happening overnight. But I think the necessary steps are there. That's all I wanted to remark on, folks, on this aspect of the gender, as well as what's happening in the agricultural sector in South Africa. And I know that I didn't touch much because there's many more important work that is done by women. If you could begin to look in agribusinesses, in the offices, you go to the labs, you go into academia, you go to many spaces, there the gender participation is much more improved. Women have gained much greater access and contributing significantly onto the food and the fiber and the beverages industry that we enjoy as South Africa at this moment. So things are not perhaps as bad. I'm making this statement, of course, here without holding the numbers on that, by just basing on some observations that I usually see. And even if you go to universities and you look around, you will see that there's a lot more young people that are getting into this space. Folks, let me leave it there. You can read some of the things that we read in our web blog, and the website for it is in the description of this podcast. You can also follow us on socials. For me, Wandile Sihlobo across all socials, Mkokheli Podcasts on X. You'll find us there. And yeah, do listen and share this with your folks, your friends, so that we can continue to spread the word of agriculture. Thanks for listening. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa.